I will say this, the last 9 minutes of the game for Jack Hammond, I mean, we talked about this after the game. That was about as much fun as we have had in anything that we have done, because you knew with 9 minutes to go that not only were going to win, they were going to win the Rose Bowl. And that is one of the something that, and I know in my career I always wanted to do, where I announced a game where the team I was broadcasting for won the Rose Bowl. And of course it's my alma mater, even more so in Jack's alma mater, and you watch them do it and it's like, this is really cool. But you know, it doesn't matter about the personal point of view, it matters about the team point of view. They played the way I thought they were going to play, Matt. You watch practice, and Friday's practice essentially is the Wednesday practice. So that day you're doing everything you're going to do in the game. Then the Saturday practice will be Thursday, and it's a walkthrough, so that, you know, you're not using, you know, you're using a ball, but the ball isn't going anywhere. For example, it's not being thrown, or, you know. And then the ball is thrown on the Saturday practice, you know, which is be the Friday practice. I think it was Sunday was that. And we're watching Sean Clifford throw the ball on Wednesday and then watching him throw it on Sunday. Or I should say Friday and Sunday, which would be the Wednesday-Friday practices. Jack looks over at me and says, you know, I said, does it look to you like he's throwing the ball with more zip? I said, yeah, I thought that in State College. I said, wow, you know, I thought after having a little time off, he had some real, I mean, like, bang, bang, bang. And his accuracy was terrific in practice. Like, okay. Now, you always ask the question, okay, that's great. Now let's see it carry over into the game. Like, I've got basketball tonight here in Ann Arbor. So, you know, they'll come out and warm up. Oh, did you see that? Funk hit every single three. Like, well, you know, or Funk missed all 10 of his threes in warm up. That's a disaster. Then you hit your first two, and guess what? You're 2 for 2. So I don't put, you know, I put some stock in it, you know, but they look sharp. Everything looks sharp. And the deep ball looks sharp. So I was talking to Mike Yurcich on Saturday, and I said, you know, I said, geez, Mike. I said, Jack and I think he's throwing it with more zip. He says, yeah, we do too. He says, we're going to take some shots. He says, a couple of them. He says, but we're going to take some shots on Monday. And Sean looked great in State College. He looked great down in Carson. He looked, and then, of course, he got to the game, and he looked great. Singleton and Allen were Singleton and Allen. You think about the offensive line. Let's go back to what we talked about in the preseason. I said, when you start a preseason, Matt, what's one of the goals? You want to get better, but what's one of the goals in the preseason? You want to have pretty much the same team at the end of preseason that you had when you started it. That makes a big difference. And then you want to have, at the end of September, pretty much the same team you had on the opener. And at the end of October, you want to have pretty much the same team. I'm talking about personnel-wise. Well, Penn State, you know, like most teams, didn't end up with the same team at the end of every month. Because now you're looking out there, and 60% of the starting offensive line that you had against Purdue is not out there in the Rose Bowl. Yet they all performed well. It was great to get Caden Wallace back, and he played well in the game. Here's the other element I thought was so impressive about the game, Matt. And that was Brent Strange declared for the NFL draft. We all knew Jair Brown was going. P.J. Mustipher, we already knew he was going to be done. Sean was going to be done. Juice Scruggs declared for the draft. And guess what? When you sit there and you look at it, right? They did not make cameo appearances. They did not have a structure of plays where they played X amount of plays, right? They played the full game. And that, to me, means so much. I mean, I think that means so much. And it tells you everything about the mentality of this team and why they succeeded this year. It is something I saw in the winter workouts, and I went to, I think, four of them last winter. Remember the talk show at the spring game? James was saying, talking about how he went to winter workouts. And I could see it. And I was like, okay. Then you saw it in the spring, that ultra-serious nature to what they were doing. All right. Saw it in the preseason. Nothing changed. Quiet confidence. Serious. Like the depth we were seeing. Like the freshmen. And that's why Jack and I said to each other, and we did not say it to you. I mean, it's and to be honest with you, there's, I think there's things I think we're allowed to say to each other that we'd prefer to keep it that way. But we thought that this was a double-digit win team about the middle of August because we saw this. And I told Greg McElroy and Cole Kublik, I was on their show, and it was before the Michigan game, and I mentioned, you know, the quiet confidence of this team. And I don't think of the two of them, Kublik was like, okay. He understood that. McElroy, I don't think, was on board with what I was saying. Sorry, Greg. Yeah, I don't think he shared my opinion, which is fine, because everybody can have their own opinions. But I think in the end, that is what played out. They were unranked to begin the year. They're 11-2. They have a Rose Bowl win. Went over a top 10 team in Utah. And they have a lot of terrific players back. And added in another recruiting class that I think is going to be a big plus. And allows them to stack classes. The key to me is going to be the ability of the leaders on the team to then convey to the younger players on the team that exact work ethic and the seriousness with which last year's team, 22, went about their work, because that's going to be needed moving forward. They've got the talent to do some great things here in 23. They need to combine that, though, with how the 22 team worked. All right? And that's something we'll start to see on Monday. When they get back to campus, because the players are getting a break. I rode on the plane with Jalen Reed here to Detroit. He says, oh, Mr. Jones, I'm going to sleep for a couple days. He says, could be maybe three.
Well deserved, so, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're tired. It's a long year.